local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And a good Thursday afternoon. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We appreciate it and always welcome your interaction. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. A busy day today, busy night tonight. We'll get started with our top three stories, all having to do with tonight's State of the Union Address. The spotlight on President Biden as he delivers his State of the Union Address here before, in the lead-up to November's election. Here's a look ahead with Senator Rick Scott.
Well, he's not going to talk about the things that are important to Americans. When I talk to Floridians, what do they care about? They want a secure border. They want inflation to go away. But he's not going to talk about any of those things. He's going to talk about how much money he gave away for free to people.
Biden is expected to tout his administration's work on infrastructure and show how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging his fellow Republicans to be respectful during the president's address. President Biden will announce a port on the Gaza coast that will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid in his speech tonight. Administration officials say Biden will direct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Biden, of course, has been under increasing pressure from his own party to help Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. And the Republican response is, I believe, going to be actually coming before the State of the Union speech, but it will be given by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who is the youngest female Republican in the Senate. She said her response will, quote, outline the Republican vision to secure the American dream for generations to come. Of course, all of this you can hear right here on News Radio 92.3, full coverage with Fox News starting just after 7:05 this evening, and we'll carry both the State of the Union address and the Republican response. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. Anything, you know, we'll wait. We'll do a formal traffic update here in 5 minutes, but just because there's still a way off to go here. Anything you're seeing right now on our roadways?
Nothing too severe other than some backups coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street like we typically see if you're trying to get into downtown Milton. Also have some backups if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway.
All right. Thank you. Taking a look at our top local headlines today. A local business owner is accused of dealing in stolen property. 52-year-old Matas Kosei, owner of Kosei's Place and Kosei's Corner Shack in Milton, was arrested last week on a total of 19 charges, including 5 counts of dealing in stolen property and 6 counts of using a two-way device to facilitate a felony. He has since posted $182,000 bond. According to the arrest report, the allegations stem from the state of Mississippi, where officials say there have been multiple thefts of high-value equipment, including John Deere tractors, trailers, golf carts. Kosei is accused of selling equipment he claimed to be salvaged or damaged and only taking cash as payment. This evening, a couple of big items on the agenda for the Escambia County Commissioners. Number one, a discussion on the new and improved purchase offer for 290 acres on OLF 8 property in Beulah. The other, a purchase of 6 ambulances. This is in addition, would be in addition to 8 ambulances that have already been bought and delivered.
They're here. We're getting them road ready. It's a few things that got to be done to them. Then we have 8 more that should be here, hopefully May or June, finger crossed. And then these, what's on the agenda today, will be 6 additional to those. So, you know, it would be 22 altogether before it's over with.
And that is County Administrator Wes Moreno says some of those will replace ambulances that are aging out, but EMS should still be ahead by about 10 ambulances. They cost around $400,000 each, and he says prices seem to be increasing fast. He also says they're working to create 5 new full-time paramedic positions that'll primarily focus on the south end of the county. About 2 months away now from the brand-new Beulah Fire Station being completed and fully operational, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosch gave a tour to Studio 850.
We got 4 bays, 70-foot deep, It'll accommodate four large trucks or any combination thereof, including an aerial platform, which we need for some of the large buildings in Beulah.
And while it will be known as Station 2, it will be known formally as the Bradshaw McNair Fire Station, named after longtime Escambia Fire Chief Steve McNair and volunteer District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw. Bradshaw was tragically killed in a car accident in 2019 while responding to a crash. If you are listening and you want a mail-in ballot for the Florida Republican primary, you have 45 minutes, actually 44 minutes and about 38 seconds to get your request in. You can do that online at escambiavotes.com, or you can contact the Supervisor of Elections office by phone or email. In order to request the ballot, you'll need to include your birthday, address, driver's license or ID number, and the last four of your social. Again, that needs to be in by 5 this evening. So you've been warned. Hope you get it in on time if you need a vote by mail ballot. Also, government leaders are getting some free training on cybersecurity from the experts at UWF later on this spring. University says the Center for Cybersecurity and Center for Leadership are teaming up to host free training sessions for Florida state, county, and local government personnel. This training will consist of new methods to meet incident reporting and compliance requirements with the Florida Cybersecurity Act. On-campus sessions are being held March 21st, April 25th, and May 17th. UWF.edu/cyber if you want more information. 4:15 now, formal traffic on the Fives report. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with Navarre Parkway. We have gotten an accident report there. If you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther, typically have some evening backups in that area anyway, but with the traffic incident being reported, I doubt that that's going to help at all. So be on the lookout for that if you're heading that way. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some heavy backups there. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some evening congestion developing in that area. A lot of backups at Nine Mile Road and University Parkway, that intersection there, especially if you're traveling westbound on Nine Mile. I am not sure why that has suddenly become an issue. That's been a problem these past couple days. It's looking worse than usual, so just be on the lookout for that. Traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, that's going to cause you some backups as well. And if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we've got evening traffic causing some backups there.
All right, thank you very much. Here's the look at the forecast. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:17 here, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, domestic violence advocates are celebrating a bill that unanimously passes in the Florida legislature. It requires law enforcement officers to assess the risk of a domestic violence victim, the risk that they face, by asking 12 questions. After questioning, the victim could be directed to a certified domestic violence shelter. The questionnaire is part of what's called lethality assessment training that's already being used by 32 states. The bill now goes to Governor DeSantis' desk for his signature.
And state lawmakers yesterday approved a bill banning anyone 13 and under from accessing certain sites. Kids 14 and 15 could do so, but they need their parents' permission. The bill doesn't mention any sites or apps by name, but part of the bill also affects adults, though. It calls for everyone who uses an adult site to confirm they are at least 18 years of age by scanning their face or providing ID. The bill now goes to the governor's desk as well.
The Florida Senate unanimously passed a bill requiring the Department of Health to take immediate action when beach or public bathing waters are unsafe.
The DOH must issue health advisories within 24 hours in cases where the water quality of beach waters or public bathing places fail to meet the standards. They're also empowered to demand the closure, and that must stay in place until any advisories are lifted.
That's Senator Lori Berman. She says it's important that residents and tourists know if our waters present a health risk because lack of accountability has made headlines, which is bad for tourism.
And more Floridians are filing for unemployment. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,600 initial claims for jobless benefits were filed last week. That's 621 more than the previous week. Nationally, new claims remained unchanged at 217,000.
A popular South Florida aquarium is experiencing another major blow to business. Miami-Dade County says it is terminating the lease agreement with Miami Seaquarium due to a long history of violations. Animal rights activists have tried to close the facility over the last several months following the deaths of Lolita the orca and Sundance the dolphin. The Seaquarium has also faced federal scrutiny after the government accused it of providing inadequate care. The owners will have to vacate or surrender the property by April 21st. We'll take a break there. National headlines when we return. Hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. A lot going on currently. We did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther. That appears to still be causing some pretty severe issues in that area. Also, Scenic Highway now giving us some issues. No confirmation of a traffic incident, but it seems like if you are traveling either north or south on Scenic near Makemo Way, I'm not exactly sure how many people are familiar with that, but basically it's near I-10. If you're traveling north or southbound near I-10, we've got some issues in that area there. Traveling westbound on Nine Mile Road towards University Parkway, that's still heavily backed up at this time. North Davis Highway having some trouble if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, especially. Let's see, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile is going to cause you some issues as well. And the last big spot where we've got the most problems is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees, dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 425 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of our top three stories, which really all have to do with the State of the Union address tonight. Of course, coverage here starts just after 7:05, full Fox News anchored coverage of the State of the Union. Biden expected to tout his administration's work on infrastructure and show how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. President Biden will also announce a port on the Gaza coast that it will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid to Palestinians. And the Republican response is going to be given by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who is the youngest female Republican in the Senate. Again, we're carrying both the State of the Union address as well as the Republican response. Elsewhere, international headlines, Sweden is now an official NATO member nation.
Fundamentally, the reason this is such a strong, powerful fit is because Sweden embodies and promotes the core values that are at the heart of NATO.
During the ceremony today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said everything changed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and said the Swedes realized Putin might not stop there. Of course, Sweden, a long-term neutrality stance. Sweden and Finland joining NATO is the biggest expansion of the alliance in decades.
And a jury has been seated in the trial of a Michigan father charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son. James Crumbly is facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter for the actions of his son Ethan, who shot and killed four students at Oxford High School back in 2021. James Crumbly's wife Jennifer was found guilty on the same charges just last month.
A special Uvalde City Council meeting held today to review the independent investigation into the local police department's response to the 2022 school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building, and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
Jesse Prado is a private investigator that the city hired to do a deep dive on the mass shooting. He says the biggest problem was with communication, lack of training, and lack of equipment. If the SWAT team had a ballistic shield, he says, that would have allowed officers to breach the classroom faster. Prado did not identify any officers who violated policy and recommended exoneration for the chief. Parents of the victims were so disgusted, they stormed out.
And the number of children treated for exposure to fentanyl nationwide is up 449%. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University analyzed data from all U.S. poison centers. In 2016, there were just 10 cases of exposure in children younger than 6. By 2023, that number increased to 539 children. When exposed to fentanyl, they can lose consciousness, stop breathing, and suffer brain damage. 82% of the unintentional exposures happened in homes.
Also, the U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Haiti amid fears that Haitian government could fall at any time. This comes as gangs have caused systemic violence in the country's capital of Port-au-Prince. In the past week, they freed thousands of prison inmates and forced the closure of Haiti's main airport. Threats of civil war and genocide have been made by a key gang leader who was calling on Prime Minister Ariel Henry to step down.
My goodness. Yeah. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a GOP-proposed bill to protect in vitro fertilization into law.
Ivey signed the measure Wednesday night, moments after it was officially passed and sent to her, saying that while IVF is complex, she is confident that this legislation will provide the assurances our IVF clinics need. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. It does not, however, address the question of whether an embryo created by IVF should be treated as a child under state law. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Thank you, Michael. 4:30 now. When we return after the Fox News update, look at your money now as well. Taking a look at what's happening around the sports landscape tonight. Health, business, and science notes, too.
I'm Jack Callahan. The House has passed the Laken-Riley Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 251, the nays are 170. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Named for the Georgia nursing student murdered allegedly by an illegal immigrant, the bill requires ICE to detain people in the country illegally who are charged with certain crimes. President Biden is expected to try and lay some of the blame for the southern border crisis on House Republicans in his State of the Union speech tonight for failing to pass the Senate's border security bill. But New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says,
remember, it was Congress, it was House Republicans that passed the Secure the Border Act, and it was Joe Biden who failed to support that act, and Joe Biden himself who signed executive actions that opened this border wide open.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Technology shares led Wall Street higher today. The S&P 500 rose 52 points to notch a fresh closing high. The Dow Industrials added 130, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 242, or 1.5%. After today's close, Gap crushed expectations in reporting a per-share profit of 49 cents a share. Revenue of $4.3 billion slightly beat estimates. The retailer's Old Navy brand returned to growth for the first time in more than a year in the holiday quarter, sales rising 6%. Even though Gap warned of an uncertain consumer environment, its shares are up a sharp 5% in after-hours trading. But shares of Costco are down nearly 4% in late trading. The Warehouse Club retail chain topped expectations for earnings in the latest quarter. However, revenue came up a bit short. U.S. oil prices fell for the third time in four sessions. April crude dipped 20 cents to settle below $79 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. With Saquon Barkley about to hit free agency, it feels like his time with the Giants is over. It's impossible to predict the running back market these days, but the Eagles and Cowboys should be all over the Penn State product. And whichever team signs him could be the deciding factor between Philadelphia or Dallas when it comes to winning the NFC East this season. And I think Howie Roseman and the Birds ultimately land Saquon when free agency gets underway. I'm Zach Gelb.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225 or BigLou.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story. Because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity. Because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So I previously touched on some congestion that we had going both ways on Scenic Highway near I-10. There is an accident report confirmed there, especially if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, heavily backed up at this time. That's probably going to be that way until further notice. Also had an accident report a little bit earlier on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound from Mary Esther. That seems to have lessened a good deal, but there is still a lot going on there just because of evening traffic. Same can be said about traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway a little bit further just past Windhaven Beach. Also have some problems on Nine Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards University Parkway, North Davis Highway if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, still heavily backed up as well. Gulf Beach Highway has its typical evening problems developing if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last big one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. Looks like Hurlburt Field looks like there is an accident right by the visitor center. I think on the westbound lanes, which is causing those slowdowns right there. 438 here is Alan Strum.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 439 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola right now. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports tonight?
Well, we got a TNT doubleheader in the NBA. We've got Heat at Mavericks tipping off at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Celtics at Nuggets at 9. Also, we got in the NHL, we got the St. Louis Blues at New Jersey Devils at 6 o'clock on ESPN. So I'm sure a couple of sports updates from now we'll be giving an update on that this evening. We got some ranked Pac-12 action tonight in men's basketball. Washington travels to number 18 Washington State. That tips off at 8 o'clock on FS1. And that tip-off is going to be soon followed by number 5 Arizona at UCLA. That's going to be at 8:30 on ESPN. Some of the headlines going on in sports, though. Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns has suffered a left meniscus injury that will sideline him indefinitely. With the Timberwolves being tied for first in the Western Conference right now with Oklahoma City, and with there only being 20 more games of the regular season, this absence is obviously coming at just about the worst possible time, potentially leading to a visible shift in the conference's hierarchy. So we'll see how Minnesota adapts there. Speaking of big name talent not being on their teams for the foreseeable future, the Broncos are adding to their high-profile roster changes. Did you like how smooth that was?
That was very smooth.
Yeah. Now releasing veteran safety Justin Simmons. Over the course of 8 seasons in Denver, Simmons was a 4-time second-team All-Pro selection and 2-time Pro Bowler. That makes him one of the biggest names to be released so far this offseason. You know, combined with Russell Wilson, it really just looks like the Broncos are just trying to clean house, make as much financial room as possible, and start anew.
Yeah, them and the Bills, too. The Bills released, like, six guys yesterday.
They released a lot.
Did see that my Bears re-signed we got a long-term extension for our all-pro cornerback, Jalen Johnson. So I'm very happy about that.
And the Bills are getting Mitch Trubisky. That's a QB we both know a thing or two about.
Yes. big part piece of the puzzle in Buffalo. Sure. I also saw an interesting note for Friday nights in the fall. Fox Sports says they will have a primetime college football game on its network each week. So Friday night football coming to Fox Sports. It'll emanate from the Big Ten, Big 12, and the Mountain West. So schedules are not expected to be released until May. But so more college football in prime time. And, you've got college football or high school football, of course, on Fridays. I do wish that college the NFL doesn't have Friday games yet. But probably only a matter of time before they realize that, hey, we don't have any NFL games on Fridays. But I do like that for a long time, the college and the NFL games left high school alone on Fridays. But
well, and that's the thing. Who knows? The NFL, they may try to be like, okay, if college football is dipping their toe in this first, we may not go too hard on it, at least right now. I'm not sure. We'll see. But speaking of college football, I'm glad you brought it up because this happened a couple days ago, and we never got to talk about it yesterday. So college football playoff introducing 12-team bracket, and they're already talking about 14-team bracket. One proposal for that, and I want to see how you feel about this. This is just one proposal. It doesn't mean anything. But it would, if it were to ever be accepted, it would include the Big Ten and SEC, seen as the two best conferences, getting 3 automatic qualifiers each, with the champions from those conferences being the only ones to get automatic bye weeks in the bracket. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stupid do you think that is?
It's a zero because as an Ohio State fan, that's just a guarantee that we're in the playoff every year.
And as a Wake Forest fan, that's a 10. This is stupid. I mean,
the haves and the have-nots, man.
Well, and the thing is, this is a problem of they're not even hiding it anymore. We've talked about SEC bias and Big Ten stuff. We know they're the two best conferences. But when you have the Florida State Alabama thing, that was when people were really starting to see, okay, the favoritism's pretty sharp. And now we're looking at this. It's like, you're just wanting to make the gap between the conferences here and the rest of college football all the larger. Why would you do that? I don't know. That's stupid.
Money.
Yeah, whatever. That's the thing. We have a financial gap. We have a competitive gap. We have a relevance gap. Whatever gap between the SEC and Big Ten and the rest of college football, whatever. But wouldn't you be trying to even that playing field before you try to heighten it? I mean, because that's just going to create so much more division when it comes to where talent goes, where coaches go, where teams go to join conferences. We're already hearing about Florida State wanting out of the ACC.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's horrible from head to toe. I mean, I could talk about that for hours.
I'm sure you could. 4:44, before we move on to health, business, and science notes, let's get our weather out of the way. Here's Alan.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 4:45 now. Austin, how are the roads looking here?
Perfect timing, Joe. Let's see. We'll start with Scenic Highway because that's the one giving us the most trouble right now. If you are traveling southbound or especially northbound on Scenic Highway near I-10, we've got some issues in that area from an accident report that's going to have you backed up for a while. We also had a previously reported accident on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound from the Hurlburt Field area. Still some issues there, not as severe as they previously were, but still keep on the lookout for that. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or southbound towards Olive, that area there is seeing a lot of evening traffic cause some grief. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway, we've had a lot of backups in that area the past couple days. Right now is no exception. Traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, still looking heavily backed up. And we've got some minor issues if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive as well. Last biggin' is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. Health, business, and science notes today. United Airlines will slow pilot hiring this spring. New hire classes will stop in May and June, but are expected to resume in July. The airline decided to pause because of new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo that was sent out on today.
And X users soon may no longer see how many likes and reposts a post gets. Elon Musk said that info could clutter content on the service. Since buying the company, Musk has added a feature allowing people to see how many views a post has received.
A college in Southern California will be among the first, if not the first, to offer a degree in artificial intelligence.
MiraCosta College in Oceanside is granting associate's degrees to students who complete a curriculum steeped in how the evolving technology can change business, education, and society as a whole. The San Diego County Community College will teach students how to get the most out of existing AI platforms like ChatGPT and MidJourney. The educators behind the program say students who attain their degree will be qualified for jobs that pay anywhere from $1,000 to $200,000 a year. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Wow. I mean, just a testament to where we're going technologically there.
Associate's degree that pays $100,000 to $200,000. Yeah,
not bad at all. Oscar Mayer is coming out with plant-based hot dogs and sausages. The company announced they're not hot dogs and not sausages will hit the shelves later this year. The plant-based options are made of bamboo fiber, mushroom, pea protein, and acerola cherry.
That sounds awful.
Well, it just sounds confusing. I'm not picky. If it tastes like meat, I'll eat it. But I don't know how that would make a meat flavor.
I don't know either. Parents are being reminded to store medications and supplements out of children's reach. Unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin has soared recently, according to the CDC. The agency finds that between 2019 and 2022, nearly 11,000 infants and young children visited emergency departments and rooms at hospitals because they accidentally ingested melatonin. Looking at some pop culture notes, I thought this was really interesting. Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul this summer in what Netflix is calling a boxing mega event. It's going to happen at Jerry World in Dallas. The former world heavyweight champion will take on the YouTube star July 20th. It'll be streamed live on Netflix for all subscribers. A co-main event and undercard bouts will also be on the fight card. I have gone, I want to say, out of my way once or twice in my life to see a fight. The first one was Pacquiao and McGregor, or Mayweather-Pacquiao, when they finally fought. And then when McGregor boxed against Mayweather.
I figured you may have said that one.
Those are the only two. I think there may have been a UFC fight, UFC 100 back in the day. But not really a big big boxing or fighting guy.
Me neither.
But do you have any thoughts on here? You know, if Mike Tyson, listen, if Mike Tyson takes this seriously, he's going to beat Jake Paul. But
well, that's the thing. I think it's a double-edged sword for Jake Paul here because it's going to be more of what we've already seen. If Mike Tyson wins, I think it was trending on X today. Mike Tyson's like 57 years old.
I remember, you know, wasn't it like a year or two ago when Tyson fought Floyd, or not Floyd Mayweather, Roy Jones Jr.?
Yeah, there was something like that.
Right? And I think it ended in a draw or whatever. It was just an exhibition or whatever. But no offense to Roy, but Tyson's...
He's one of the greatest.
A heavyweight fighter and there's several weight classes there. If Tyson is putting out all... And, you know, we saw a couple of videos of him training a couple years ago that he was, you know, gearing back. I mean, it may have been in lead up to the Roy Jones Jr. fight. But, I mean, dude, I don't know how old he is, but I'm not getting in a ring with him, man.
I think it was trending that he's 57. But here's the thing. I think it's a double-edged sword for Jake because it's going to be more of the same regardless of the outcome of this fight. If he wins, people are going to say, oh, he's 57 years old, yada, yada, yada. But if he loses, they're going to say, yeah, that's why you don't box a real fighter.
He's a businessman, right?
And he's good at that.
And he's going to get money. He's going to get paid a lot of money for it. And I think he's totally cool with that as he – he's the social media influencer turned boxer, and I think he's very comfortable in that lane there. 450 here at News Radio. Also today, Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins. And, of course, we still have the Alec Baldwin trial that's supposed to start later on this spring as well. 451, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Nikki Haley dropping out of the race. We talked about the Malcolm Young gym being demolished. Also talked about this sudden questions about the Gulf Breeze group home for Lighthouse Christian Private Academy students. And very poignant comments from Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo about the condo safety reform bill that finally got passed, though he wasn't the sponsor this time. You can hear that at the 7 o'clock hour. All of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. The biggest hitter right now is if you're traveling north or southbound on Scenic Highway. That's just south of I-10. We've got an accident report there that's causing some heavy backups. That's especially if you're traveling northbound because it's going to have you backed up just a little bit past Creighton Road. So be on the lookout for that. 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards University Parkway, we've still got issues in that area there. Pine Forest Road giving us the typical evening traffic issues as well. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also, Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther, we had an accident report there earlier this hour. It appears to be dying down, but there is still some evening traffic causing backups there. And a little bit more as you travel westbound through Windhaven Beach and closer to Highway 87. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have that evening traffic giving you trouble in that area as well.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3. By the way, Austin, do we have basketball tickets to give away today or anything?
Yes, we do. We've got a pair of tickets to give away for the women's semifinal on March 10th.
All right, so just one pair and that's it?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that next hour. A recap of today's top three stories, all having to do with tonight's State of the Union Address, which you can hear top of the 7 o'clock hour right here on News Radio. President Biden is expected to tout his administration's work on infrastructure and show how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. In addition, he's also expected to announce a port on the Gaza coast that'll be built by the U.S. to deliver aid to the people in the Gaza Strip who are caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. Also, the Republican response will feature Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who is the youngest female Republican in the Senate. Our coverage tonight will include both the Republican response as well as the full State of the Union address. Taking a look at some wacky stories in the rounds today. Austin, say what you want about Swifties.
Okay.
But they're not this fanatical, at least not all of them.
All right.
Karina, who is from the K-pop group Aespa?
Never heard of him.
Had to apologize to her fans after they found out she had a boyfriend. And yes, they were really angry. Some of them even parked a truck in front of the group's management agency with an electronic billboard that said, quote, "Is the love given to you by your fans not enough? Why did you choose to betray the fans? Please apologize directly, otherwise you will see a decrease in album sales and empty concert seats." Karina apologized to her fans for, quote, "surprising you greatly," adding that she would show a more mature and hardworking side in the future. Your reaction.
All right, so K-pop, their fans suck. I do not listen to K-pop at all. They've had a couple of catchy songs, like just that genre has.
All right.
But they are known for having fanatical and toxic fans. And yeah, I mean, you know, when I found out that Travis Kelce was dating Taylor Swift, I only held a grudge against Travis for a couple weeks.
You know, I will say this actually, kind of on the sports side, and you know, when I was up for no reason whatsoever at 2 a.m. right, and I opened up my Twitter X and saw that Shohei had been married, I was a little betrayed by Shohei.
You thought he was going to ask
in that
you.
Moment. Right. It wasn't that I thought he was going to ask me. It would have been a very interesting and painful conversation that me and my wife would have had. But,
understandably.
No, it was just, bro, I didn't even know you were seeing somebody, or like, can we know more about her or whatever? So
right.
I don't know that it's necessarily the shock of the news as much as it's the fans wanting that more intimate connection with the person that they're all about. So yeah. I understand, empathize with the K-pop fans in this instance.
I don't, because I think a lot of them lack the simple understanding that you're not entitled
that's
to that
true.
Connection.
That's also true. Yeah. And, you know, the idea that you're putting a billboard up in the, you know, agency headquarters with that. Get out of here.
I think for one, though, if anything, it's kind of refreshing to see a celebrity have like a humble lifestyle and keep to themselves, because I think that's the downside of fame. You don't have that privacy. Some good news here. The first American woman to sail solo around the world is celebrating. 29-year-old Cole Brower, who grew up on Long Island, was competing in the Global Solo Challenge and sailed into Spain this morning after a 30,000-mile journey that took 130 days. That sounds miserable.
Yeah.
During the 4 months, she faced 30-foot waves and hurricane-force winds. Yeah, no thanks.
Live to tell about it. That's great. Luck struck awesome. Twice for a Kentucky couple who thought they'd lost a winning lottery ticket. Mark Perdue says they found out in November that they'd won $50,000 but couldn't find the ticket. Then last month, Perdue, who's the president of a company, went to check out the condition of a company car because an employee from out of town was visiting, and there it was. He and his wife took a $36,000 lump sum after taxes, so very nice. All right, 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today.